We're starting anew.
I'm still with your husband.
Anyway, we lost the first recording, so we just we'll start afresh. Anyway, I'm not going to give the whole introduction again. Basically, we're learning about Hilchos Chanukah through the lens of Soloveitchik, and we're going to start talking about the Gemara's Maseches Shabbos, a little slither of Shabbos that's dedicated to the halachos of Chanukah and lighting menorah. So look in Kuf Pei Aleph on page Shin Yud Tes. Turn the page over if you haven't done that yet. Tanur Rabbanan. Mitzvah Chanukah near issue base. So the mitzvah Chanukah is for a person and his house. V'mahadrin near lekol echav echad. But usually, so what's the minimum obligation for lighting Chanukah? Let's say you're very short on money and you can't afford many candles. What is the bare minimum that someone has to do to fulfill their chiyuv midrabbanan to light a Chanukah menorah?
One candle.
Excellent. One candle. The Gemara says minimum level one candle. I think I had that issue once when I was on the road somewhere. I didn't have enough candles with me, so I sufficed with one candle. But that's definitely not the minhag of what we do. Rather, what's the minhag? So then that's tier number one, beer minimum. The next tier is v'amahadrin ner l'chol echad ve'echad, that you light a candle each for every family member. Some people have that minhag to do every week when they're lighting Shabbos candles, that they light a candle for every member of their family. But this is like strict halachic that no, actually, if you want to do mahadrin when it comes to Chanukah, you want to go one level up. So let's say there's a husband, a wife, and five children. So then there will be seven candles inside that house. And then finally, the next level, v'amahadr min ha-mahadr, if you want to do the best hiddur, the best level possible, it's a machlokis beis shamay beis hillel. Beis shamay omrim yom rishon malik shmona mikan ve'elech pochis v'holich. Beis hillel omrim yom rishon malik achas mikan ve'elech mosa v'holich. Beis shamay says you start off with eight and you make your way down. And beis hillel says you start with one and you make your way up to eight. You go in ascending order. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara why that is true. Does anyone want to venture what the reason is for this machlokas? Why does Beis Shammai say I'm going down from 8 to 1? And why does Beis Hillel say I start with 1 and I go to 8? There's two reasons given. Anyone want to venture one? Yeah.
I'll try one on the first night. You're so excited that Hanukkah is coming that one light suffices to be an amazing glow. But as the holiday goes on, your excitement starts to get lower. But the more the candles, like by the eighth night, gosh, that menorah looks absolutely stunning.
Okay, good. So that definitely gives more of the hashkafa machshava behind what's happening when it comes to the Chanukah menorah. But and it might be related to one of the halachic reasons as well. Does anyone else want to venture a reason why? Why is it that we... What? Okay, good. So one of the reasons is that in halacha, we're supposed to start with something less holy and we go to something holier. So for those who wear talis and tefillin, there is a similar idea over there. You start with a talis, which doesn't really have any inherent kedusha, and then you go and you put on your tefillin, which is a level higher than that. And this idea comes up in halacha many times, that it's a concept that we're supposed to start with one level of kedusha and only go higher than that. That's an issue with selling a shul or selling something that was already used, like for an Aron Kodesh for the Torah, and then using it for a profane purpose or a purpose that's non-kedusha. There's issues of taking something that's kadosh and bringing it down a level lower. So Beis Hillel says we go from one up to eight because we're adding on kedusha every single day. Can anyone tell me what the other reason is behind the less spiritual reason, more practical reason? So the more practical reason is that just a way to keep track of the days. Is that, day one, day two, day three, day four. So very intuitively, we just light candles for every day that's coming. So that's the most intuitive reason. We don't need to get into any fancy sermon Torah or any machshava behind it, which is good also. But the most simple reason is that we just want to add on to keep track of what day we're up to. So that is that's the machlokis beis shammai beis hillel in the Gemara. Marissa? Right, so I think that's ultimately why we reject Beis Shammai, but he says we go, what's the Lashon for it? Malik Shmon Mikam Ve'elech Pochis, I don't have the exact Lashon in here, it's given in the Gemara, but basically he thinks that we just count the other way. We start with eight, and it's like on a calendar when you scratch off the days that you have left, mm-hmm. So you're deducting as you go along. So that's Beis Shammai's way of thinking about it. As opposed to, when we say we're counting up to Sphere somewhere to Shavuos, so Beis Shammai is more like, no, we're counting down and we're crossing off. So that's his kind of idea. But anyway, that's just the Machlokis in the Gemara. We, Paskin, in general, like Beis Hillel, and this is definitely one of those cases, that we go from 1 to 8. Now, here's the thing. That's only the Machlokas on the Gemara level. There's a classic Machlokas, Tosfos versus the Rambam, as to how many menorahs should be lit in a house. So let me ask a question. For people who have other people in their house, do you light one menorah or do you light multiple menorahs for each person? What do you do? What? So every person in your house lights their own individual menorah.
We used to do that.
Yeah. Used to do that as well?
There's only just the two of us now, so we only light one.
Oh, he said except your wife. Okay, well, it could be Ishto Kagufo, so that makes a lot of sense. And the same way she could also light a menorah and be motzi you with that as well. So does anyone do the opposite? Does anyone light... Do you do that, or does anyone... Marissa, you do it? Okay, I was like, I hope I know how we do it in our house. So, wait, actually?
Yeah, we use light one menorah in our house.
Wow, I didn't know you had this Sephardi lineage. Anyway, we're gonna explain where it comes from.
Learning things every day.
I know, I'm learning things about my family. I didn't even my in-laws. I didn't even know.
They're from Turkey.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they may have a few men hug him along the way also, right? with the three hours between meat and milk, which, okay, well, that's another shear.
That's another shear altogether.
By the way, if you ever have to choose your own men hug him, choose one hour over three, because three has the least basis. There is a Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he contradicts himself in terms of just textual sources.
Didn't the Dutch do 1 hour?
1 hour.
Right, so one hour actually is in the Ramah. You can find it in the Shulchan Aruch. 1 hour and 6 hours is on the books. 3 hours is very tenuous. So if you think you're being more machmir by taking on 3 hours, no, really, you should be more traditional, more machmir, by taking on the 1 hour sheet as opposed to 3 hours. That's what I think. But anyway, that's another discussion altogether. So coming back to our point, machlokis tos the ramen, tosu sham kasu Allah, nir ala reed, beishamai beisil, lo kaimi, ela anir ishu beiso. What's this whole machlokis of beishamai beisil? It only is talking about that one menorah that's being lit for the house. Shekein yesh yoser hider. How so? De'ika hekera. What's the goal according to Tosos? The goal according to Tosos is that the more lights there are, the more there is hekera, the more there's recognition of the nace of Chanukah. Whether you go according to Beishai, Beisil, the idea is that there's more recognition of the days of Chanukah. But if we do a ner for each and every one, hopefully people can share as well if there's not enough. So what's going to happen? Tosos says, and this is we're going to get back to this soon, Tosos says, what's step number one? Tier one is I light one candle for the entire house. Tier number two, I light candles corresponding to every individual in the house. So if there's seven people in the house, then we light seven candles. Then what's Mahadra, Mina Mahadra, the highest level? We ditch that whole idea of how many people are in the house, and we just light, like Beis Hillel said, one menorah, only one for the whole house, corresponding to the day. And basically, Tosus says, what's the reason why? Let's say you have one little window, and you have all of these candles crowded in one window. So people walking by, they're going to scratch their head, they're going to say, I guess this is a B'nai Brak family here. I guess we have 30 people living in this one little apartment here. So that's what they're going to think. They're not going to recognize that, no, we're really this kid's counting the days, and the father's counting 8 days, and the mother's counting 8 days. They're not going to recognize that. So Tosos says the highest level, ironically, is to ditch the first level, and then the second level, and then just go for the third level, which is one menorah only. This mm-hmm. Now, what's very fascinating is that Tosos, what area do the Balitosos come from?
France.
They're right, the Europeans. But what's interesting is that this is actually adopted by the Shulchan Aruch and hence by the Sephardim. The Sephardi community actually adopts the Balitosos approach for the most part, where I haven't been to many Sephardi households on Hanukkah night, but at least just from reading the literature on it and talking to a few people who are Sephardi, it seems that they light one menorah for their house. Are there deviant shitos? I'm sure there are, but that seems to be what's accepted by Maran Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch. However, what do most of us here, who I'm assuming are Ashkenazi, what are we paskin like? Next paragraph, Ulam HaRambam, the Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Chanukah, Halach Av, Kosav, V'mahader is a mitzvah, someone who wants to go further in mitzvah. Madlik Neros, Kimidian Anshei Abayis, Ner Lechul Echa Ve'echa, Bein HaNashim and Bein Nashim. We count the men, we count the women, how many people are in the house, and that's tier number two. No Chiddush there. V'amahadir yeserel said, but if you want to do even better, v'osa mitzvah min hamuvchar, madlik ner l'chol echa ve'echad b'layla harishon, u'mosiv v'holech b'chol laya v'layla ner le'echad. So what does Rambam say? No, it's what I think most people here said they do, which is, you have a menorah for every individual in the house. You have a menorah for the father, for the mother, for the son, for the daughter. And every single person in the house lights their own individual menorah. And from there, they count day one, day two, day three, day four. And that's mahadra min hamahadra, which if you think about it, it's a little more intuitive. Because that's mahadra min hamahadra is being built upon the mahadran level. Unlike Tosos, which says, we ditched the whole idea of counting family members and we just do one menorah to count the days. Rambam says, no, the next level is all family members count all the days. So we have two levels in there. And we'll get back to that later to explain why. V'hainu d'sfir leh, sh'mahadrim en mahadrim osim gamis mash mahadrim osim, umos sifin od k'neged ayam ha'yotzim, we add on more. That's the Rambam Shita. And what's it's an ironic that the most Sephardim adopt the Tosos approach, which is a passing by the Shulchan Aruch, and most Ashkenazim adopt the Rambam's approach, which is paskined by the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch. Is there a question?
I'm just shocked that we paskin by Rambam Bichlal.
Yeah, I'm shocked as well.
We're not, most people here, I think, are not Yemenite.
Right. So the reason Ashkenazim hold by it, and it's just kicking the can down the road, is because the Rama paskins like that. Now, the question we ask is, why is the Rama paskining like that, which is a great question and is worth looking into. But I can just tell you what I've seen, but I'm sure there is some sort of reasoning behind it. Maybe the Rama just said, I find the Rambam more compelling. You know, it doesn't always have to be Rav Nachum Rabinovich and Eretz Yisrael Maya Dumim. He points out, you know, we don't have to, he actually attacks the idea of having such fealty to, I'm an Ashkenazi, I'm a Sephardi. He actually values the idea of, you should find what you think is more compelling. Sometimes there is a concept minhag hamakom, which is another sugya to get around, but maybe the Rama just said, I find the Rambam Shita more compelling than Tosos, and that's why.
Yeah. So when you read this, you get the sense that the conventional menorahs that we use, the kiyas that we use, didn't exist.
Yes.
In the time of Tosos,
yes,
and time of the Rambam.
Right. Right, because you're saying, if we had individual menorahs, it doesn't matter if we crowd them around the window. Exactly, and this is important halacha to know. People think having the Chanukiah, having the menorah, is part of the chiyuv of the mitzvah. It's nice to have an actual menorah, but if what I've done when I was in YU in undergrad, and we bought our sets, and like I didn't even buy myself a menorah that year. I just had like a set of, like, they came with the standees, and you put the oil into it. So I just found a spot, and I put all of my candles over there. So I didn't actually use a menorah that year. One year when I was in YU, because you don't actually, it's a hiddur, not actually a hiddur in the Gemara, but it's a nice thing to have an actual menorah. It separates the flames, which is important. But there's no halachic obligation to use a Chanukiah, to use a menorah for your candles. Which brings us to Dr. Simser's point, which is, why is Tosos so concerned that we're going to confuse the days, we're going to confuse what's going on in that window when we see a million candles? Because the answer is, if there's no menorah over there, then I just see a lot of candles there. I don't know what they're representing. Are they representing days? Are they representing people? Is there a lot of yard sites, God forbid? Like, I don't know what's going on. So that's the issue that Tos brings up, and thank you. I think that explains. Now, you know, it would be funny if we said there was just machlokis and metzias between Tosus and the Rambam. So Tosus didn't have actual menorahs. Rambam had a Chanukiah. He had a menorah. So he didn't understand what the issue of Tosus was to begin with. Yeah.
Do you have an idea when that minhag started?
That's a good question. I unfortunately don't. But that would be something worth looking into to enhance our understanding of the topic. All right. But now that we understand Tosus, we understand the Rambam, let's ask a question on them. The Yiksha Lishi Toso Kushias at Tosos. We're going to ask Tosos question on the Rambam. Dim Kane, Lekaha Kera, Leminion Hayam, Sharoim, Yomershish, Harbe, and Ushim, Bias, Kaminion Haneros. What's going to happen? So let's say we weren't enlightened by Dr. Simser's point, and we didn't know about the difference between having a menorah versus not having a menorah. How does the Rambam answer Tosos question? Tosos says, you're not going to know what day it is. You're just going to think there's a million people in the house when all those candles are crowded together. So why isn't Rambam have the same concern for Tosos? Tosos brings up a good point. What's the point of Chanukah? Persume Nisa. When we light the candles, we are showing off to everyone that there was a nace that happened, a miracle that happened. So then what's going on over here with the Rambam? Why isn't the Rambam not concerned that if we have a million candles congregating one small little window, why is he not concerned for Toso's point that we're not going to recognize the day when we pass by and see that house? Instead, we're just going to think there's 30 people living inside this little apartment. That's a clown car in here. So what does Rambam say to Toso's objection? V'ayim b'ber ha'gra, shetir yista Rambam sphir leitet taimu de mahajrim and mahajrim shemasifin kol yom v'yom, eino keneged ha'yomim ha'yotzim. Remember we talked about a machlokis before? I asked for different reasons why Beis Hillel says we start with one, we go to eight. So we gave two reasons. We said either just the count of days, or it's the idea of we're supposed to be malim b'kedusha v'eimo ridem. So if we say the time at the Mahajim and Mahajim Shemosiv and Kol Yom V'yom Eino Kenegara Yom Yosim. That's nothing to do with counting the days. El Kaman Da Omar Du Mishum De Mailim V'Kodesh V'Eim Oridin. If we say the Svara is about just going up in Kedusha, Vim Kain Lo Ba'ina HaKeir L'Mina Yom and Klal. If it's just about adding on a little bit each day, it's not about counting the days. So then we circumvent Tosfos' issue altogether. Tosfos only takes issue with having multiple menorahs or multiple candles in the same location because you won't be able to recognize what number day it is. But if Rambam holds that the reason we add on a little every day is not to count the days, it's just to add on a little bit of Kedusha, like you pointed out, to each and every day, then I don't need people walking outside to be makir and recognize how many candles there are. What day it is. They just need to see that there's a little extra than the previous night before when they walk by my apartment. That's what they need to do. So Ram's able to is able to obviate the issue altogether. Does that make sense? Okay. The issue is, it's always nice to attribute and put words in people's mouths and attribute different shittas to different people. The thing is, Rambam seems to paskin like the other Man D'Amar, which says that it's about counting the days. And we'll see in the next paragraph how that's so. Amnam tsarich iyim b'zeh. D'i svir leila ha-Rambam, d'kayim alon k'man d'amar d'hum yishum d'mayim l'kodesh. The whole idea of adding on one every day is to go up in Kedusha. Amai kosav ha-Rambam b'halacha beis, d'im hayu asara b'bayis, malikim b'layla ha-sheni, Esrim, Ubalaya Shlishi Shloshim. Rambam's very specific. If you have 10 people living in your house, Rambam says, first night, there's 10 candles in the house. Second night, well, there's 10 people living here, so 20. And then third night, 30. Why is Rambam so specific? If it's all about just adding a little Kedusha from the previous night, then why do I need specifically gradations of 10 to correspond specifically, precisely to every single individual in the house? If it's just about adding on Kedusha, I could suffice with just a little extra light than I had the previous night. I don't need to go in exact increments of 10 to correspond precisely to every single person in the house. So it sounds like Rambam holds that it's not just about Milan B'Kodesh, but it's also about counting the days itself, which brings us back to the question, if that is true, then how does he answer Tosu's question of Hekera? Mavur baram de kainla kamad darmer shu kineged hayom hayotzim lozet sorach lasus a chesh medavka bofen ze losiv ner b'chol yom kineged kol achs ne'abais. Now, here's the thing. I could say that true. Rama holds that it's about adding on kedusha to every night, and this is just there's in London. This is an idea. Whenever the rabbanon institute a gezerah or a takana of any sort, any kind of rabbinical enactment, there's the tam behind it, there's the reasoning, the impetus, and then there's the hagdara. Then there's just how the rabbis circumscribed how to do it. So everyone's favorite examples is medicine on Shabbos. So the reason behind not taking medicine on Shabbos, even though there's a million ways around it, I listened one time to Shir from Rabbi Ari Leibowitz. I think he listed like 13 possible different ways to circumvent that isser, but be it as it may, the rabbis prohibited on Durabbanon level that if you're just like not feeling so well, but like you're still good, you shouldn't take medicine on Shabbos. Why? You might come to crush it. So it's still usser. Ramosha has a tshuva about taking an inhaler on Shabbos where he is mater, but in theory, had he not been mater, taking an inhaler is just as much of an issue as taking something that in theory could be grinded up. The Rabbanon were concerned that we'd be over an issur of tochein by grinding something up on Shabbos in order to take a mortar and pestle and to grind it, and that'd be an issur of tochein, and that's how medicine was made back then. Now, even though the reasoning, the impetus behind it was I wouldn't come to grind on Shabbos, once they, the Haggadah behind it is that includes all forms of medicine. So it could be medicine that doesn't, that isn't made through crushing. So if I take my inhaler, which I don't know how the pharmaceuticals work, we have to ask Benji, but that's not made through crushing, it's still included within the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. So I could say similar concept over here, that maybe Rambam Svara is that we're supposed to be adding on a little bit of Kedusha every day, but what's the how are we magdir that? How do we circumscribe that halacha? That we add on in increments of per every person in the house. He could still abide by that. It's not about recognizing what day we're up to so much as adding on Kedusha. But the way we add on Kedusha is just we go in increments of days. So that's maybe sounds a little bit like splitting hairs, but I think possibly that could work for a teretz over here for the Rambam. Anyway, we give so much attention to the Rambam, which is good because now we understand what Ashkenazim do. We understand what our reason is behind it, but we should also give representation to Sephardim as well. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go skip one paragraph and go to the paragraph starting with Vihine Be'emes. Vihine Be'emes, Yesha Ayin B'shitas Tosos. Now, we've been giving Rambam a very hard time. But what about Tosos? You know, just because sometimes when people start an argument, so all of a sudden they take the high ground and we have to get the, you know, people get defensive and then they have to answer all their questions. But even though Tosos is the one who started the argument here and he is putting Rambam on a defensive, now it's time to turn the tides and we're going to ask a question against Tosos and put him on a put them on a defensive. Vihine Be'emes, Yesha Ayin B'shitas Tosos. Amai adifi tfe mahadrin min hamahadrin shmalikin esaneres lefi misper hayam. Why is mahadrin min hamahadrin, that level, considered the highest, where we're lighting based on the number of days? Mimahadrin diner lecho echad. Why is that better than lighting for every member of the family? Follow bezeh he mevatlem es ahidr shamahadrin shmalikin kefi minyan shebayis. Umai ulame dahai mahai. Here's the question. Remember we pointed out before? What Tosis does is, he doesn't go Mahadrin and then add on Mahadrin. Mahadrin is not a level on top of Mahadrin. What is he doing? Pshat is he ditches tier 2 in order to get to tier 3. He says, you know what? We don't care about the amount of people in the house. We don't care about lighting corresponding to them. What's Mahadrin and Mahadrin? Forget about each individual lighting their own candle. Now, just one person lights one set of candles per the number of days. So according to Tosfos, there's a huge question because Rambam makes sense. What's the Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin sound like? It sounds like Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin is I did Mahadrin and now I'm going to add on another level on top of that Mahadrin to be Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. But that doesn't mean taking away the first level Mahadrin to do the next level Mahadrin, because then that's not Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, that's just another kind of Mahadrin. So if I'm sacrificing, telling everyone how many people are in my house, candles corresponding to the amount of people in my house, in order to tell people what day of Chanukah it is, that's not Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. That you just sacrificed one form of Mahadrin for another form of Mahadrin. So why are we prioritizing the level of telling everyone what number day of Chanukah it is, while sacrificing telling everyone how many people in the house are lighting near Chanukah? Is that question clear? Right, so, okay, good. So Tosos was on the offensive before. He was hitting against the Rambam, saying we're not going to have Vekera. Well, Shkoyach, you may have been able to get to answer why there's no issue of Vekera now, but now you don't make any sense because I don't understand how it's Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. So that is the question. And how many minutes are we going for? Let's see if we have time for another. Wait, we'll figure out if we have time for another piece. But this paragraph we'll use to conclude, and this is the answer. Vanir bezet degam l'shita satosos the cheshbon haneros nichlal gamkein bechiyav hariyah presumin nisa. So according to Tosfos, the amount of candles that we light is included in the chiyav of presumin nisa, of publicizing the miracle. Zehu rak le'inin cheshbon hayomim dechol yom niskal hanesa v'chayav lefarsmo. How does one fulfill the mitzvah presumin nisa of publicizing the nes? By showing the people on the outside what number day of Chanukah it is, to show the beauty of how the oil lasted one day after the other day after the other day. Aval inyin cheshbon anshei habayis, gam ledaas hatosos ein chiv lefarsim cheshbon zeh, te'ezeh persumei nisa yesh bezeh sheidu es minyan anshei habayis. If you think about it, if the whole entire goal of lighting the Hanukkah lit, of lighting the lights of the Hanukkah menorah, is presuming he says to publicize the miracle, then why do we need to publicize how many people live inside my house? Why does the amount of people living inside my house make a difference for pursuing Nisa of this miracle? It doesn't make any sense. So that's why Tosa says, Valkain Shaper Adifi Mahadrim Ben Mahadrim, She Mahadrim Vecheshbon Hayamim, Sheshbo Kiyim Shall Pursue Nisa. That's why Tosa says we're willing to sacrifice showing off how many people are in the house in order to show people what number day of Hanukkah we're up to. V'dochim es ha-mahadrin shemalikin lefi minyan atche ha-baesh ein bo kim shel persumei nisa v'adloka sheish ba persumei nisa adifa tfei ma'adloka sheim ba persumei nisa. Because what happens? It's very nice to show many people are inside the house lighting menorah, but that's not a key in persumei nisa. If we want to enhance persumei nisa, the miracle, then it's better to show how many candles correspond to what number day. To show how many days the oil of the Hanukkah candles lasted. But you know, why do I have to show off how many children inside my house I have? Why do I have to show how many people reside inside my apartment? How does that contribute to the goal of pursuing Nisa, publicizing the miracle? Now, because the two things about this answer. Number one, basically, he just ain't hachinami is the question. Because the old question was, how can you call this mahadrim min ha-mahadrim? Mahadrim min ha-mahadrim implies that you're adding on to the previous level of mahadrim. Still, we're sacrificing the initial level of Mahadrin of showing how many people are inside the house. So we kind of didn't answer the question. We just ignored we just said the question is not a good question because, yeah, ein hachinami, okay, fine, it's not called Mahadrin and Mahadrin, but it's still better to have one menorah corresponding to the amount of people in the house. So my issue number one is that we didn't actually answer the question. We kind of just swept that to the side. Issue number two is that if there's really no kiyum in pursuing Nisa, like we're trying to answer for Tosos, like where Soloveitchik is saying, there's no kiyum pursuing Nisa for lighting candles corresponding to the amount of people residing in the house, that and to the extent that we're willing to sacrifice that to light corresponding to the days, then why do we care to light corresponding to the amount of people in the house to begin with? Meaning if there's really no kiyum pursuing Nisa, then why is that even called Mahadrin in the first place? So that was what I realized when I learned this about a month ago when I was preparing this. I wrote this down here, and that was an issue that I took with it. And then I tried to give some sort of answer, which doesn't really answer the question, which is maybe there's no kimin persume nisa. Maybe there's no enhancement of publicizing the nace. But perhaps there is a level of menhadrin for the amount of people lighting inside the house. Alts the din of ravam hadras melech. Maybe there's an idea, and this is a job principle, so then this isn't an intrinsic principle in Hanukkah. This is just a principle in halacha in general, that the more people coming together to perform a mitzvah, the better it is. So the more people that come together to for Megillah laning, let's say, it's Rav HaMahadrit Smel, the more people coming together for a certain mitzvah, it increases the level and the beauty of that mitzvah. Now the thing is, I could ask on that, like Megillah laning, we don't have everyone laning their own Megillah. We have one person laying Megillah for everyone. So I could still say here, it should be just one person lighting menorah, and it's still Rav HaMahadrit Smel, so that wouldn't be a good teretz. Yeah.
Is
Persume
Nisa Talmudically or whatever, always from the outside in, or?
So when it comes to lighting Hanukkah Neiros, and this is actually relevant to the other piece, which I don't think we'll have time to really get to go into, especially in depth, but when we light the candles for Hanukkah, it used to be, we were supposed to light it outside, opposite the mezuzah at the front door, right? So then, there was a key in Persume Nisa to light for other people to see. But nowadays, when we light indoors, it's actually more of a key in for the members of the family. So are you familiar with Rav Eliezer Melamed? And this, so he's a rabbi in Israel. He wrote Pnimi Halakha, very popular.
They go outside the door.
Oh yeah, that's
so
true.
In Eretz Yisrael, they do it.
Right, you get the plastic boxes so the windows don't
so
blow it out.
It seems that the hiddur is for the chutz and the inside.
Right, so that is the ideal. Ideally, it should be for both, but it's also for the inside as well. So that's why, so Rav Melamed, he deals with the question of, let's say someone's running home late from work. And should you wait for them, or should you light between Shki and Seisag Ochavim, which is the ideal time for people to see the menorah while they're still walking the shuk. So he says it's better to sacrifice and have less people outside see, so more people inside can be part of the mitzvah, because it's a kiyum not just for the people on the outside to see, but also for the residents of the house to see the candles that are being lit. Which is a very important idea. So he says actually, in many instances, you could push off the time of lighting, or so a family or a couple is able to light together, because the mitzvah of Hanukkah should be is ner ishu beso. It's for the family to be able to light together.
You have the grow. It says you start from shkia and you start early.
Right. I mean, there's a million. Every rabbi and his grandmother has a shita and like exactly where to start light, but somewhere between shkia and seisag ochavim, I think about 20 minutes is the recommended time. After Shkia.
And maybe the menorah is a din in the havloka of the base of Mikdash was also the menorah, so we're going to get to as the same as the in the base of Mikdash.
On what respect?
Because it's a kiyum of the Hanukkah menorah. It's for with the kiyum of the base of Mikdash.
It's modeled after the menorah.
It's modeled after menorah, so maybe that's why we have menorahs.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. There's definitely parallels to draw there. Right. The whole idea is that's based off that initial menorah. So definitely.
You could do it, but I think the menorah is if not, then the Beis Hamikdash could have done it the same.
Right.
They wouldn't need it either. But well, the menorah was as a din in the Hadlaka.
It should be modeled after what was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Well, then we'd have to change the amount of Neiros on there, though. You know what I mean? We have to break off two of them.
Sure.
All right, Baruch Tia, thank you all for coming. And again, it should be Lulei Nishmas Bina Bas Avram and Yehuda Dov Ben Yaakov. Thank you again for sponsoring. And thank you all for coming.
Thanks
for
Charlotte.
Oh, definitely.
So.